This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country.
We're lucky enough every single day, Tariana, to chat to new people here and there. And today's no different. We're lucky enough to talk to Jason McGregor. Jason's on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're amazing, mate. How's life? How are you going?
I'm going just fine, thanks very much.
Where are you at the moment?
Coffee. Yes. I am on my balcony on the Gold Coast, just looking out over the lake that we got behind our joint.
Tough life,
Jase. Not a bad place to be.
Especially for Monday morning, I'm totally fine about it.
And coffee, you've got your coffee in hand, you said?
I'm two rounds down, yep.
Where? What's your go-to coffee? Jase, what's...
I'm a long black guy.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I was a latte guy, and now, I'm... Just keeping it simple.
Yeah, yep. I'm a...
Don't fix what ain't broke.
Yeah, true. I'm a macadamia milk. I got macadamia milk's just got me.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, never tried it?
Anyway. I've not done the macadamia.
Yeah,
he's all fancy now.
You got to try it, mate. Anyway, we're not
here. I'll give it a crack.
It's beautiful. It's delicious. It's very creamy. It's got all the ticks from me.
All right. My Tuesday.
We're not here to talk about our coffees, though. We're here to talk about your music and your new single. That's why we're here. Tell us a little bit about it, mate.
It's the first single that I've released myself singing. I co-wrote it with my good mate Adam Brand.
Wow, cool.
He'd been talking for a long time. I've been playing in Adam's band for a little while now, and he'd offered me the same sort of thing that he's helped a lot of people out over time. Like, yep. Matt Cornell who plays bass in the band and has started his own sort of career doing his own tunes, opening shows for Adam, and Adam kind of offered me the same thing. But I've always feel really comfortable playing and singing, but it was just an idea of, well, what have I got to say? And so we were driving back from a gig from the airport, and we started talking about why we do what we do, and then this song was born out of having that chat.
I think that that's a really important message to get out into the world too, because, like, it's such a strange industry that if you're not in it, you don't really get it.
Yeah, and the song's got a bunch about, about the character of people in Australia and all of that kind of thing. But there's a line in the chorus that these are the good old days that we'll drink to each year. You know, tonight for this moment, that's why we're here. And we were sitting there thinking, well, maybe some of these gigs we're playing, these are people coming to these gigs. They're leaving all their anxieties and things at the door and just being in this moment and taking someplace else. And it's like, there's a good chance that we've been part of some moments that people are going to look back and go, gee, those were the days,
I reckon, Jase, you've been probably a part of a lot of those moments.
Yes.
Because people do go, when they've probably had a tough week at work or just had a tough day in general, people go and listen to live music and it's an escape for a lot of people.
Totally. And I think a lot of people missed that last year, and it's sort of showing and, doing gigs and shows around the country now. People are really coming out and being a part of that. And I think they really missed it. They didn't realise how much they missed it.
Yes, we certainly missed it.
I think, every single person that ever loved music has missed.
The ones that maybe didn't get out a lot before.
The introverts.
They're like, oh, okay, maybe I should have taken advantage of that.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm really seeing that, and I feel like that was a big silver lining. But I think there is something special about, about music that way, as you both know. Gets you out of... you're right, it's escapism. It takes you away from everything that's going on in your world and kind of maybe fill your cup up a little bit after emptying it out in life so much.
I think anyone who is an introvert, Jase, that's by themselves, I guarantee you they sing. I guarantee you they sing music when they're by themselves. And I could imagine that all those people that, you want to make this song for are probably the same way. And look, we've had a listen to it and we love it here at 98.9 as well. And you've done a great job.
Cheers. Thank you for that.
No problem. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers. Guys, you're listening to 98.9. This is Jason McGregor, and this is my first single called That's Why We're Here.
You've been working 9 to 5, a job you don't like. Well, I guess that's what most people call life. Now you're here with family and friends you've just met. So throw them down, let it loose, to hell with regrets. So raise your drink, raise your phone, oh, take a selfie and send it to all the ones that stayed home. Where were we? Southern Cross. Mate, you give your right arm for. Wrap that arm around them, 'cause that's what arms are for. We're workers, we're soldiers, we're never gonna give up. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Tonight, for this moment, that's why we're here.
Jason McGregor, That's Why We're Here on 98.9 FM, Murray Country.
Great song, great person, and first one. I think that's awesome.
Yes.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.